Okay, we're on the page Peches. Peches halacha tezvav. Simnayin zayin halacha page Peches. Mutar litay machar tefilas shacharis kodim tefilas musaf utima hainu pas kibetsav lo yoyis. A person is allowed to eat after shacharis kodim tefilas musaf.
Which
simon? Simon tezvav. Okay, so he's telling us very chiddush that you don't need to make kiddush. This indeed is done by some people. We'll see them more in the she'arim mitzvah halacha. I'm sorry. Page pehei. The it's not clear. Page pehei halacha tesvav. Mutu litoy machar tefilas shacharis kodim tefilas musaf. A person is allowed to eat after shacharis before tefilas musaf. He's not allowed to eat before davening. Al hadam. You're not allowed to eat before you mispal for your blood. However, once you daven
kiddush.
Yeah, Meikar Hadin. We're going to discuss. Halacha L'maaseh, we don't do this. Halacha L'maaseh, we're machmir to make kiddush after shacharis. We're going to discuss this. We're going to see. Let's go in a few moments. But let's just general halacha. Meikar Hadin, a person is not allowed before shacharis. Le'sech l'adam. Okay, I daven shacharis. Wonderful. I daven shacharis. But yet, as the chiyuv kiddush arrived, no, the chiyuv kiddush does not begin until after musaf. So Mamela, now you're at a moment of time where you can eat.
Yeah.
There's nothing holding you back from eating because it's no longer a violation of Le'sechelu al-Hadam. And the Chiyuv Kiddush has not yet begun. So it's safe. It's an amazing time. Right after Shacharis, before you daven Muslim, before Kriyas HaTorah, you can eat without making Kiddush Me'ikar Hadin. That's not the custom. The custom is to make Kiddush. We're going to come to this. Yeah.
Why don't you eat Kiddush? You're of Spanish.
Yeah, they eat Hakadu eat before they after
they daven Shacharis.
Right.
Take a break.
They learn. They
learn about 30-40 minutes.
And during the learning, they drink coffee. They drink coffee. Exactly. So in the Ger Beis Medrash, this is done all the time. They eat. They drink. Do they actually eat? They can technically they can eat also. There's no real difference. The only real difference is you have a mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah. But technically speaking, a team of Bialim is also mutter. The Ger Beis Medrash by the Ger Rebbe, not the Ger, the previous Ger Rebbe, they have a custom in all the Ger Shtiblach that before Kriyas HaTorah they learn. They finish Shacharis and then they sit down. You learn Becharus, no drashas. You learn whatever you want to learn for about whatever half an hour, whatever it is. During the learning, it's common, and what I've been told is that they drink coffee,
yeah,
and they don't make kiddush. They don't make kiddush. Why? Because of this halacha. Because halacha, this halacha tells us you're not allowed to eat before davening. Once you daven shacharis, now you've passed that point of time. You're not allowed to eat, but you also need to make kiddush. No, the chiyuv to make kiddush a chazal when they were masakin the kiddush to make kiddush by day is only after you daven musaf. Until you daven musaf, there's no requirement al pi halacha to make kiddush. So you can eat a breakfast, whatever you want. We'll describe it exactly in the moment all the limitations before you lain and before you recite musaf. Let's see. Uti'ima, so it's permitted l'ti'ima. Uti'ima hainu pas kibetsa v'loyos, just the bare minimum, the size of an egg v'loyoser. A beitza is 2 kazesim. Okay, a beit size of an egg is basically 2 kazesim, which means it's about the 2 ounces. Uperos, afilu harbe, can listen as a lev, you can eat as many fruits as you want to satisfy your heart. Uvulvat, so here he says, sheikadesh tchila, here is machmir. The kitzer is machmir. The kitzer says, if you want, you have to still meet. The Shomsim Allah is going to say that you don't, technically speaking, you don't have to. Halacha l'maaseh in all the camps today, today it's the custom, all of the camps in the Catskill, on Shabbos, they after davening, after Shacharis, they take all the kids to the dining room and they give them something to eat. So what do they give them? Do they make kiddush? Yes. But technically speaking, they don't really have to make kiddush. The following here the opinion of the kids of Shulchan Aruch that you should not eat even after Shacharis until you make kiddush. The yishtek malugma, you can drink malugov, the other v'yisayin. You should make kiddush, and when you make kiddush, you should drink mulei lugmav. That's to be yoytze kiddush, and order that it should be kiddush. Makom suda, he's advising the oyv yisayin the leis hatzorch samchinan the zoyz have a kiddush makom suda. If you're going to eat fruit and you're not going to eat mizonos, so then we're going to drink a revius of yayin. That will be the kiddush b'makom suda. Or yesh the revius yayin v'yoychel kazayis. If you want, you can drink a revius yayin. Reason why he says revius yayin is because you want to make an alagafen like we had yesterday. The If you want to only be yotze kiddush, only have to drink is a maloy lugma. But the problem is, you only drink a maloy lugma, and you can have kiddush makom suda, but eating mazonos, you're now putting yourself in a halachic dilemma. Do you recite al hagefen? Mitzad echad, you do need to recite al hagefen because you drank wine, but mitzad acher, since you did not have a shear of gefen, so therefore will be a hefzik in the bracha of al gefen. So you're putting yourself in a very difficult dilemma. So the solution would be is that when you make kiddush, you should drink a full revius for the kiddush, and then eat kazayis of mezonos mokum suda. So now, since you drank a full revius, you can definitely recite al gefen, al gefen, al micha v'al hakal kola. Ke hashem shalach halach yudbeis. Uvad avashi kadosh tchila ayin beikri dinim the minog be'erit shol shaloi lekadesh. You do not need to make kiddush bein shachris the muslim mutu lechol oz b'loy kiddush v'chein kos b'chos chayim b'chein sivri zichon Yehuda ha'goz ha'goyim bal imre yesh d'b'roish ha'shana im tzach lutam kari musaf. If on Rosh Hashanah you want to drink before musaf, ain't tzarech l'kadesh, you can go eat but without making kiddush da'dayin l'chalav chavetz kiddush until you actually daven musaf v'ayim ha'shakosav l'el what it says before. So this is the ikra hadin. Again, halacha l'maisa, it's not common among us to do this. We are chayish for the opinion that once the chizik, that's the question, when at what point in time during the day did Chazal put upon you a chiyuv to make kiddush with prohibition? So there are two opinions. The same goes back to the Rishonim at what point in time, and halacha l'maisa among us, we don't see it being done. In Ger they do it. So I'm curious, do you know what they do in Rosh Hashanah in Ger? And then they have
if
you take this to its natural conclusion, it's a Rosh Hashanah. You don't even make Kiddush.
No,
you daven Shachris, Kriya Satorah, and now you have a break. You don't even make Kiddush. The Kiddush begins after Musaf. Now, it could be, I really don't know, I have to go look more into this. It could be that the Chiyuv Kiddush begins after Kriya Satorah. It could be it's totally in Kriya Satorah, it's not totally in Musaf.
That's your Kiddush club.
So then, if it's totally in the Kriya Satorah, then everyone would agree you have to actually make Kiddush after Kriya Satorah. So on Rosh Hashanah, when the break, and no one has a break before Kriya Satorah, the break is always after Kriya Satorah, then it would be, of course, you would be required. And Ger, when they daven, when they learn before Kriya Satorah. So that certainly, according, there is a makom to be makel that you don't need to make kiddush at that point in time. Next halacha tes zayin. Kol adam yishol ben ish ben isha chayav lechol b'shabbos shalosh seudos. Okay, achas b'layla v'shtayim b'yom v'chayav lechol b'chol suda pas. Okay, you have to eat bread. V'afilu b'suda shalishes. Yizor me'oid. He was very machmir lechol pas dafka. V'kevan shu noitel yodav v'vorchal anatila. Tzach lechol paskebet. So once you're washing, once you're going to wash, so you only have to make sure that you eat a kezayis. Otherwise, it will be a bracha levatola, the bracha of al netilas yodayim. If a person is not planning on eating past the size of a kezayis, you're eating less than the amount of bread you can fit into a small whiskey cup, less than one, that's approximately 1 ounce, you're not mechuyev to wash. You can eat it without washing. The only time you have to chiyev to wash and make the tefillah time is only if you're going to eat at least a kezayis. So the person goes to a skimpy shalv shudas and shul after mincha, and you're just going to take a teeny little bit of bread, and you're not going to even have a kezayis. So then, and you wash in advance, and you make a bracha of al netilas yadayim. It's a bracha levatala. You made a bracha levatala because the only mechuyev to make a tefillah time with the bracha is only if you're going to eat the kezayis. The pas. I mean, you should be careful to at least eat a kezayis of pas. Or we makel b'sman hazeh, you don't need to eat a kezayis. Oh, not everyone is machmir. You need a kezayis together the entire suda. Even if you eat less than a kezayis of bread, as long as the entire amount of food, whatever they have fish, they have some leftover cake from Shabbos morning from the kiddush, or they have some I don't know, whatever they have in shul. So you should eat in total, which is not very hard, to eat a total of a kezayis, then the bracha of the tilas time is not a bracha levatala. Okay, let's go further. So, yes. Croutons is possible with kissing. You don't need to make them. You don't need to wash for croutons.
What do you make on
mazonos?
Even though it's bread.
even though it's not bread. It's like it's depends on the croutons, but most croutons are not bread. They have a din of pas haba b'kisnin. They don't have the status like flatbreads. It's no worse than those pretzels they serve at your wedding before and you're waiting, or flatbreads. Flatbreads have the status of, it's like almost like a toast. It doesn't have the tzuris pas.
Like Melba toast, what is that?
Okay, I don't know what that is. If something looks like toast, then it has the tzuras pas, then you have to wash. If it looks like toast, if it looks like toast, if it looks like toast, like bread, the tzuras pas, then you have to wash. Well, you have to eat lahala. Most of us are makel, are lenient to, if you'll eat in the meal a total of kazayis of everything together, that is enough. Even though in actuality you've eaten less than a kazayis of bread. That's the leniency that most of us follow. Some are machmer to eat a full kazayis of bread. Most people are makel, you don't need to eat a full kazayis of bread, you just take a teeny amount of bread to fulfill the brichas hamoitzi, and you can bench, if you eat in the meal, during the course of the meal, a kazayis in total from all the foods put together. Okay, let's see further. A person should plan. Everything in life is all about planning. Don't eat too much during the meal. In order you should have room, you should be hungry to eat a suda shlishis. If you can't eat pas gomor for whatever the reason, the next best thing is to make a mizonos. At least eat meat and fish. To eat cooked fruits. Zman suda shlishis hi b'shagia zman minch gidoyla. When is the zman to fulfill suda shlishis? Mincha gidoyla. Mincha gidoyla is a half an hour after chatzos. Tehainu mishay shos u'mechsa ve'elach. That's the shabbos of halacha on the previous page of Gimel. Chayav lechol isu shabbos v'lecha mishnah deraisa. Now, the question here is, what about, is it a dechi of deraisa or chiv midrabanan? Oy drabon, ein beran, ululush, uviturzov. We're going to have room. This really, this is the shabbos deraisa. Tremendous chiddush. That it's a chi of deraisa to have a suda on shabbos. Ve'habin utam, ve'amur chai, other Shema Choylik, Srule Duhu Durabonon. Okay, the whole Rabbanon, the one of the Ein Mizeb Hagos, Marsham, Sheikh Bezitz, or Machlaikis, Machlaikis, a poiskim is the Raiso or the Rabbanon. The Ein Beshut Ksaf Sofer. The Afal Gav, the Kaimlum, the Bishai Sunda Hanos, the Groinoi, Choshev Achilo, Vlohanos Mayov. Even though that, in order to fulfill a requirement, when it comes to Isurin, it depends on the pleasure of your throat, not the pleasure of your stomach. Lamay Nafkamina, if a person vomits, if a person eats chazer, and he swallows a kazayas of chazer, and then he does something to vomit the chazer out of his stomach, is he exempt from the issur deraisa of the loisa sevin chazer? Too little, too late. Once your throat has had the pleasure of swallowing non-kosher food, nevelus atrefos, it's a point beyond return. There's nothing a person can do to undo the avera. Even if he will regurgitate the food, it's not going to take away the avera because it depends on the pleasure of the throat. Whereas, when it comes to Suda Shabbos, in order to fulfill the halacha, you have to have pleasure in your stomach. L'may nafkam, if a person eats his, let's say we take the opinion that that's a deraisa, you want to be mekayim the mitzvah deraisa of a Suda Shabbos, the karosa l'shabbos oinik, it's an oinik, so even though that's a pasuk from, that's only the Divrei Kabbalah, but maybe it's Halacha L'moshe Sinai, it's the Geder Deraisa, and the person eats a meal, and then he does not feel well, and he vomits his food, and now his stomach is empty, okay, he's on empty, he has not fulfilled the mitzvah deraisa of Suda Shabbos. Because the mitzvah Suda Shabbos does not depend on the pleasure of your throat, it depends on satisfaction. And that must mean the food must remain in your stomach. So that's not sufficient. That's only b'di'evet. You have to have bread. Lechatchila, you're supposed to have bread. It's not sufficient. Matzah or bread. Lechatchila. It's a bit. That's only a bidiyavet.
Rabbi Levine.
What? It
brings down Mishnah that if it would cause discomfort, you're not mechoyev to have shalosh shulis.
Yeah.
The purpose of the
tzubis
is for
oinid. So that's what the case says. You have to plan in advance. Why is it causing you discomfort? Because you eat too much. You gorge yourself. You gorge yourself by the suit in the morning. You were invited out, and it was catered by the most exclusive caterer in the world. And they serve kesuda shleva shaitai, and it's now or never. So, by the time it comes afternoon, what can I do? So the answer is
spare ribs.
Yeah,
spare ribs by Kiddush.
Spare ribs by Kiddush.
And bring down another on Mishabura. If you're completely full,
yeah,
and you force yourself to eat anyway,
you're not the kind of mitzvah. That's called achil gasa. It's not called an achil. It's not even a ma'isa achil. So if you can't, you can't. And he says the kitzur is very wise. He says, I know you're going to say you can't. The solution is plan ahead. Just break up all your delicacies. If you have so much what to eat, so break it up. Have part of it for the morning suda and part of it for the afternoon suda in order that you can probably make the mitzvah. If you blow it, you blow it. So what are you going to do? I mean, that's life. Yeah. Let's see over here. It has to be stomach. Kein birchas hamazon. The chsiv yachalta v'sevata v'rachta. The person, the boy achilas meyaf. Because when it comes to benching, if a person eats and then he vomits, he doesn't bench. That's the halacha. If you vomit out all the food, if you vomit out only part of the food, you can still bench. But if you vomit all the food, you don't bench. The kolshkin kan the boy oineg v'simcha v'zedavka kishachal lemeyaf when your stomach is full. Ulchein therefore ha'elo demishachal suda shabbos v'yamtiv v'tekev hekeya. He vomited. He was not well. And there was nothing left in your stomach. Lo yatzei dechavasei ayin sham. You have to eat again. Ve'ayin b'stei chemed. Period. Gid gimel. Gimel sudas. Ayin b'das tayra. Diyas loy ma b'shabes yotzei d'yotzei sudas shabchidka sheyesh v'zech shash minus. V'al pi divrei hamurchai chulin de'achoyshesh that it is forbidden to say b'shabes. I don't know what this means. The also loymar b'shabes, the yoytze sudas Rabbi Chidka, sheyesh dechshash minus. Who al pi madiri amurchay chulin da choyshesh ladas man da amar shenitche b'shas sheyesh dechshash shenitche ayin behalach lemeishe shemak shazos mishas shuv shal meishev. The mitzvah lechol besudas yudalit sudas lekayim divrei v'loz afle rabbanu lechachiv ayin sham. Rav Chidki said that mean many sudas. Okay, I don't know what this means. Okay, I don't know what this means. Let's go further. Halacha tes vav. Yeah.
If you throw up, have you made a bracha of halacha?
No. No, you have not. At the moment, you had pleasure. The bracha depends on having pleasure, and that does not depend on the throat. If you have pleasure, you still make the bracha, even if you know in advance. Let's say you know in advance you're going to vomit. You know that your stomach can't take it, but it tastes good. You want to take it anyway. It's delicious. Delicious ice cream, but I know my stomach is going to vomit out. I'm willing to do it. I'm willing to go through the discomfort of vomiting to at least have the pleasure of the gratification. You make a bracha because it's hanoas geroinai. So the bracha definitely would not be a bracha levatola. So in the case when you did not know,
what if you have to eat something that you don't like for health reasons?
If you do derive pleasure, you have to make a bracha.
Like if you absolutely hate it, you can't. Like you have to drink castor oil or something like that.
I don't know the answer. I don't know the answer. I don't know. If there is some, I think if there is some there is some prune juice. Anyone drink prune juice? I used to always be constipated, and my mother used to beg me I should drink prune juice. And we had, and not even once. I got away with it so far. not even once did I consume prune juice. Anyone here drink prune juice?
Yeah.
Some.
You don't need the juice. Take prunes by itself.
Okay, so far so good. I'll let you know tomorrow if I'm still holding here.
No, take the prunes.
Let's go further. Okay, I don't know where Reb Chizkiya, I think there's a sugya. Okay, I'm not sure where Reb Chizkiya is. Let's go further. Okay, let's go next halacha. Lechol pastafka, tezvav. Next halacha, tezvav. Lechol pastafka. There's a pot to eat pastafka. Ayin ber zerua, shakosav dim ino uroi ve ino mochui besuda gimel div. You're not hungry. He holds, disagrees. If you're not hungry, not mochui besuda, the midi who time on mishum ayin oinik. The kevin shu sova ve oichel ve oichel ve ein ze oinik, afilu yina mochui. The afilu biyoy ma kipurim loy mikri achila, and it's not called an achila. The person gorges himself before the fast. By the person he's beyond the point of he really overdid it, and now he comes back from shul from kol nidre, and he's not hungry. He really feels sick, and he eats. So is he chayif for eating on Yom Kippur? No, he's potter because it's not called a ma'is achila when you are in a matzav where you are, it's nachila gasa. So the person eats a large suda for suda Shabbos, and now it's the afternoon, and he's full. So it's not called a ma'is achila if he'll eat at this point in time. So he brings down there that Rabbeinu Tam, seemingly, and who's Varish Allah? I'm not sure who that is. Lo, they did not eat Suda Shlishis. The Ayin B'Toisves Avol Mizoyhar Mashma, the Ein Lohokel V'Tzach L'Chazik Atzma Shiyochel Gimel Suda Sayin Shem, the Zoyar says, no, you have to eat. The Zoyhar disagrees and he holds that you do indeed have to eat no matter what. Okay, pas kistin. Herli hagoin Rabbi Elozer Zilber Shlita. Nimincha's chenach yishalshu was being oilam. Viaris tavash. Dem ochal pas ababakis. Lacha kiddish. Yichayv litul yodov. Kevon shemachabin mitzvasoi nechshav kikvias. He wants to make the following argument. No one does this. That if a person eats mezoinois at a kiddish, you have to wash. Because yimin koveya suda. We all know the halacha that if a person eats one slice of pizza, do you have to wash? No. Pas ababakis. Do you have to wash? No. But if you kovei asuda on pasabah bekist, then shulchan aruch you have to wash.
Even
one slice. One slice, you have to wash. Pasabah bekist. Okay, good. But let's say you eat three pieces of pizza l'chol hadeis, you have to wash. Let's say it says in the Rabbi Banner's brachos book. You know that word brachos book? Rabbi Banner's very popular brachos book. He writes that if you eat two danishes, if you go into the bakery and you buy two large danishes, and that's going to be your lunch, you have to wash. He holds that's called kaveh asuda, you mechuyev to wash. So here he makes the following argument. If you make kiddush, and now you eat a piece of cake, even a small amount, doesn't make a difference. I'm being kaveh suda on kiddush b'makom suda. So mele you should be required to wash. V'rayel zem yishas, marzutro kava suda sa'alayu, baruch ha-moitzi. He was kaveh asuda on pas ha-babi kisnin, on pretzels, on cake, on something which is mezoinis, the chamesh ha-svinim, which does not have the tsura of bread, and he made and he washed. They're talking about possible bekistin by matzah mashma shepesach yoytzapul like kvias. Then there's shemitzvosai that on Pesach they were dealing with a certain type of dish, a certain type of matzah. So there, just the fact that it's the mitzvah itself automatically upgrades it into the status of a kvias. That's what we need.
Because matzah is mezonos, also not mezonos. On Pesach,
the mitzvah in Chanan, right? That's what it means. Sfarim don't make a, they make a mezonos on matzah. They are of the opinion that matzah is called pas haba bekisnin. Matzah is really flatbreads. What's the difference between the flatbreads